Welcome to the Software Bug Stories Podcast.
Real bug stories written by software engineers, testers, and developers.
Welcome to this series of stories about software bugs. Today, we'll be talking about the Mariner 1 spacecraft. In July of 1962, NASA launched an unmanned space mission from Cape Canaveral, commencing the first Mariner mission. Its objective was to perform a flyby of Venus, but the journey did not go as planned. The spacecraft was destroyed by the range safety officer 293 seconds after launch at 0900 26 minutes and 16 seconds when it veered off course. The booster had been operating satisfactorily until an unscheduled lift maneuver was detected. The faulty application of guidance commands made steering impossible, meaning that the spacecraft could possibly crash into shipping areas in the North Atlantic or inhabited areas on land, if not destroyed in the air. The incident was caused by a combination of factors, one of which related to the mistaken omission of a hyphen encoded computer instructions in the craft's data editing program, resulting in the transmission of incorrect guidance signals to the spacecraft. As a result of that omission, the computer processed the data incorrectly, interpreted erratic behavior where there was none, and, in trying to correct the problem, actually caused erratic behavior. The cost of the Mariner 1 was as high as $18.5 million in 1962. Adjusted to today's rates, that would be about $169 million. There has been a great deal of speculation about the failure of Mariner 1, with some attributing it to the pressure of the space race between the United States and the Soviet Union in the 1960s. On December 14, 1962, Mariner 2, the backup craft for the Mariner 1 mission, became the first robotic space probe to conduct a successful planetary encounter, reaching Venus and returning data on its atmosphere, magnetic field, charged particle environment, and the mass of the planet. In addition, this ambitious and million-dollar project taught us the cost of an error as minute as omitting a hyphen.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. You can also follow us on our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube.
See you in the next story. Bug bye.